Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's Thought on the Parsha. Once again, in this week's Parsha, we have the reality facing us of one of the matriarch's very great, righteous women who has a very difficult time conceiving and having a child. We found this in the last few weeks with Sarah, now we have it with Rivka in this week's Parsha, and we will have it again with Rachel in the coming weeks. Rashi tells us that our sages teach that the reason why Hashem makes these situations happen for these very righteous women is because Hashem desires the prayers of the righteous. And so he makes it difficult, and so they must pray. The obvious question is, if God wants them to pray, so tell them to pray. Or ask them that they pray to him. But why create this very difficult situation in life where they cannot have children for many years, in the case of Sarah, until she's 90, case of Rivka, not that long. In the case of Rachel, also not that long, but still very difficult situation and period to deal with. Why does Hashem have to put them through this extremely challenging situation just so that they will pray to him? And one of the answers given by the commentators is that it's not just about Hashem, so to speak, wanting the prayers of the righteous, which really needs a discussion in of itself, but the approach that I will now share with you really answers that question as well of why does God want their prayers? Does God need anything? And this approach says the following idea. When you get something through the natural process of the natural course of events, the way the world normally runs, it's just that. It's natural, it's normal, it's finite. It is limited by the normal, natural, finite limitations of a finite, normal, natural world. However, when one prays for something, and through that prayer one merits to receive something in this world, then it is not necessarily limited by the normal finite limitations that we encounter in this world. No, it is much closer to infinity because it was created through the spiritual power of the prayers. It is created based on the very powerful prayers of the individual who prayed to God for this item or this need to come about. And therefore, it is predicated on a spiritual reality, not on a normal, natural, physical process, and consequently, it is not constrained by the regular limitations and constraints that we normally encounter in this world. When it comes to the founding of the Jewish nation, the matriarchs had to go through a process of creating a spiritual entity that would not be bounded by the constraints, the finite limitations of this world. The Jewish people have to be beyond this world. And consequently, it was necessary for them to pray to Hashem for the children in order that those children not be regular children born through regular natural processes, but rather based on the powerful spiritual prayers of their mothers. Now, you may ask, well then, how come Leah had children easily? That's a good question. But some say that Leah, in fact, prayed for many, many years, as Rashi tells us in next week's Parsha. She prayed for many years beforehand, before she married, because she thought she was going to marry Esav, and she prayed to Hashem to allow her to avoid that fate. And those prayers had already created the spiritual power needed for Leah to bring children into the world quickly. But for the other matriarchs, they had to pray for a very long time in order to merit the spiritual power that would create those children and would make a Jewish nation that would transcend the finite limitations of this world. I hope you enjoy this message, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.